Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today as trade official Ambassador Richard Crowder joins us in just a moment.
Dad, what's the census?
Oh, that's my 2007 Census of Agriculture form. I need to fill it out and send it in by February 4th, which is right around the corner.
Why do you need to send it in?
Well, the Census of Agriculture collects information from all U.S. farmers and ranchers. And this is our chance to show how important we are to the rest of America. Our answers can actually change our lives.
So, this census is really important, right?
Yes. It gives farmers and ranchers like me the chance to make a difference. This information helps make a better future for all of us. And your future is very important to me.
The census helps our whole family.
It also helps our community.
And they have a website.
Oh, well then I can fill in my census online. Would you like to help?
I guess, if it helps my future.
Our future. What's that web address?
www.agcensus.usda.gov.
Okay, I'll race you to the computer.
At the recent American Farm Bureau Federation convention in New Orleans, we heard from Richard Crowder, U.S. Trade Ambassador in the agricultural arena. He says there is no doubt now that we are looking at a trade barrier when it comes to our beef being blocked by countries like Japan and South Korea because ostensibly of BSE concerns.
The disruptions, while originally couched in terms of food safety issues, have moved, in my opinion, to the area of outright protectionism and unnecessary impediments to commerce. The consequences to our beef market have been huge. In both tonnage and value terms, beef and beef offal exports dropped about 80% from 2003 to 2004. 2006, the dollar value and tonnage of beef exports were still nearly 50% below the level of 2003. If you add up all these numbers, you get probably pretty close to the $10 billion estimate that we saw a minute ago. And while we had some recovery in 07, and that's good news, beef exports are still expected to be $1 billion below where they were in 2003. Now, this decline in beef exports and offal exports is a result of two factors. One are the age and product restrictions on beef in major consuming markets such as Korea, Japan, China, and others. The second factor is protocols and enforcement of the protocols that have unnecessarily disrupted trade in beef and beef products. Now, since the U.S. receipt of control risk status from the OIE in May of 07, any science-based or international standards-based grounds on which any trading partner was denying entry of U.S. beef have fallen away. They just don't have the scientific basis for falling away. It's protectionism. It's not a food safety issue. We are looking to our trading partners to follow OIE guidelines for a control risk country in trading with the U.S. This means the acceptance of all beef products from animals of all ages as long as OIE-specified risk materials are removed.
Dr. Crowder says it's essential that we get these trading partners, including Japan and South Korea, trading under those OIE standards, nothing less. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The 30th Annual Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale is up and coming Saturday, February 2nd at 12 noon in Cheyenne, Oklahoma at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion on the west side of town. 72 bulls being consigned, including Herefords, Shorthorns, Angus, Limousine, Red Angus, and Crossbred Bulls. Call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or Earl Bottom 580-831-0633 for more information. The Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale in Cheyenne, February 2nd.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.